Okay, so the tefillah of Eilu Dvarim continues with Eilu Dvarim Sha'adam Oichal Peiroseim Ba'olam Hazeh Fa'akeren Kayemis Lo Yilo Olam Haba. Now this is actually a continuation of the Mishnah in Peah, that's Eilu Dvarim Sha'ein Lam Shir. The Mishnah continues there in the first Mishnah in Peah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. It says Eilu Dvarim Sha'adam Oichal Peiroseim Ba'olam Hazeh Fa'akeren Kayemis Lo Yilo Olam Haba. And it mentions four things. If you have the Siddur in front of you, it's the first two and the last two. Kibur Avraim uGmilus Chasadim, and also the last two, Fa'ava Shalom Ben Adam LeChaveroi, the Salma Torah Keneged Kulam. So the first two and the last two are in the Mishnah in Peah. However, we have a lot thrown in between those first two and last two, and most of them come from a Gemara and Shabbos, Taf Kuf Chav Zayin, that the Gemara there adds a memory of Rabbi Yochanan that says additional ones to the ones in the Mishnah in Peah, and it's going to be a tzirif. So for each one, we'll go through exactly what the makar is. So now, what is the definition of this memory mean b'chlal? These are the things that a person eats their fruits, but perisayim ba'olam hazeh, fa'akeren kayamis lo'olam haba. So basically what it means is that most mitzvahs, the schar, the reward that a person gets for most mitzvahs is an olam haba. Schar mitzvah b'hai al molecha, we usually say that the reward that Hashem gives for the mitzvahs is in the world to come, in olam haba. However, there are certain mitzvahs, and these are the mitzvahs that we're going to mention here in this paragraph, that even though the principle, the keren, the main schar, is remains for a person in Olam Haba, but still there's an added schar that Hashem gives for a person, not to replace the schar in Olam Haba, but in addition to the schar in Olam Haba, Hashem gives the person the fruits of his good mice in the Peresayin, but Olam Hazeh. Now the word keren you find many times means principle, like the main thing, and the Peres is like the extra. It's kedai to mention, there's a Ramban in Chumash in Parshas Emor. The Ramban is in Perachov Gimel Pasuk Chav Ches, and the Ramban says over there that the word Keren, meaning principle, that word Keren, why does Keren mean principle? Keren means literally a horn. So why does Keren mean principle? So the Ramban says, because since the power of a shar is in the karnayim, is in the horns, that's like the main thing, that's where he's nageach with, that's where he gores with, so therefore yikru guf hadavar karnay. The main thing of any object, of any concept that we're talking about, the main thing is called the Keren. When you have to pay back the gzela and you pay kefil, so you pay Keren and kefil, or Keren and chaymish, Karen is always the main thing, and the Ramban says that the Karen is called that because the main power of the Shor is with its Karen. So therefore, we talk about mitzvahs that Adam Oichel Perisayim Ba'olam Hazeh VaHakaren Kayamis LaOlam Haba. It means the main reward remains for the person in Olam Haba, like every mitzvah that Schar is in Olam Haba. But the uniqueness of these mitzvahs is that also Oichel Perisayim Ba'olam Hazeh, that there is such a musig of eating the peris and getting the fruits, a certain level of Schar that a person gets added to the Schar that he gets in Olam Haba, he gets also an Olam Hazeh. Now why by these special mitzvahs that we're about to mention is there schar in Olam Hazeh more than any other mitzvahs? So the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem brings down this Mishnah and this Memra and says that the Pshat is Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Amar Aleph, and says that these mitzvahs are unique, that they are Toiv LaShamayim V'Toiv LaBriyas. Toiv LaShamayim, it's good for LaShamayim, it's a mitzvah that Hashem is happy with, and also Toiv LaBriyos, it benefits Briyos as well, it's Ben Adam LaChaveri, something that other Briyos gain from. So we'll go through with each mitzvah exactly how, in addition to being Toiv LaShamayim, like every mitzvah, it's also Toiv LaBriyos, and that's the Yisoid HaDvarim. When something is Toiv LaShamayim, so Hashem takes care of his cheshbon in Olam Haba, but if it's also Toiv LaBriyos in Olam Hazeh, people in Olam Hazeh are benefiting from it, that you're doing it for other people, so then also Hashem gives you partial schar in Olam Hazeh as well. Okay, so let's start with the Mishnah, and it says that what are the things that a person is Adam Oichel Perisayim Ba'olam Hazeh Fa'akeren Kayem Mislo Yilo'olam Haba Fa'elu Hayim Kibur Avraim U'Gmilus Chasadim. The first two is Kibur Avraim, honoring a father and mother, U'Gmilus Chasadim, doing chesed, doing acts of kindness. These two are really self-explanatory, that besides being mitzvahs, they're also mitzvahs that involve hatava to other people, involve doing good to other people. Kibur Avraim, you're doing good to your parents, and U'Gmilus Chasadim, them, you're doing good to the person who you're doing a chesed with. So of course, besides being Toiv LaShamayim, it's also classified as Toiv LaBriyos, and that's why besides the Keren Kayemis Olam Haba, a person also gets the Schar Olam Hazeh. The next two that I mentioned, The next one that's mentioned is Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash Shachas V'Arvus. That means a person coming early. Hashkama means coming early, like you have a Hashkama minion, means an early minion. Vayashkem Avram Baboiker, Avram got up early in the morning. So Hashkama means Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash, coming early to the Beis HaMedrash, Shachas V'Arvus, in the morning and in the evening. Morning Seder and night Seder. Shachas V'Arvus. So Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash, that will leave for a minute, because Rashi in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Abbeis, says that this is really in the same category as the last one, that's Talmud Torah. Hashkamas Beis HaMidrash is not mentioned in that Mishnah in Peah. The Mishnah in Peah says Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, that's the end of the Mishnah, and the Gemara in Shabbos mentions Hashkamas Beis HaMidrash Shachas V'Arvus, and Rashi says that the Mishnah didn't have to mention it because it's really in the same category. So when we're going to explain why, when someone is learning Torah, it's not just Toiv LaShamayim, he's also being Toiv LaBriyos when he's sitting and learning Torah, so then we'll understand, says Rashi, you'll understand it in the same category. Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash Shachas V'Arvus. When a person comes early to Seder, a person comes early to learn in a Beis Medrash, so that is not only Tev L'Shamayim, that's Tev L'Briyas, so we'll wait till explain that, until we explain Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Okay, so the next two that are mentioned is Hachnasas Orachim U'Bikur Cholim. Hachnasas Orachim, bringing in guests, and Bikur Cholim, visiting sick people. Now these two things also do not appear in that Mishnah in Peah. These two things are added in the Gemara that we mentioned, the Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Chav Zayin, that adds other examples. Rabbi Yochanan adds to the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yochanan adds these two. Hachnas HaSarachim U'Bikur Cholim. Now, of course, both of these are also pretty self-explanatory, that they involve Toiv LaBriyos as well. You're helping the guests who need a place, and Bikur Cholim, you're helping the sick person. However, it is sometimes a good thing to remind ourselves, to make sure that we don't forget, that the point of these mitzvahs of Hachnas HaSarachim and Bikur Cholim are actually for the benefit of the other person, and not for our own benefit. What do I mean? Hachnas HaSarachim, there are many people who have a lot of guests, but they're very marked about who their guests are. They like to have only the yeshiva guys who sing beautiful zmiris until late at night. That's a guest people like to bring into the house. But the lonely almana or the grusha who needs a place for yantif, or the older single person or a bal tshuva who doesn't have a family, that's less kishmak, and that a person, when they have their own home, they're not so excited about those types of guests. So the sleeping company that they have is this chashav rosh yeshiva, but when a family is stuck a half hour before Shabbos and they call and you weren't expecting them, so then already then they say try to find another place. So of course it has to be within a person's limits to, you know, what he can do. But the idea of Hachnas HaSarachim, we should remember that's called Toiv LaShamayim and Toiv LaBriyos. The point is that for the benefit of the Oireach, and not just for us to have a Geshmak HaSudo or a nice cover that somebody stayed in our house, but Pashat Hachnas HaSarachim with the Kavana to help the Oireach, to be Toiv LaBriyos. And the second thing is Bikur Cholim, visiting a sick person. Now visiting a sick person, a person usually doesn't do for themselves. They do for the benefit of the sick person. However, you have to realize when you're visiting a sick person, that this person is not your esrog. Which basically means that this person is not your chefta shal mitzvah, that you're doing a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, and just like the esrog is an inanimate object and you do whatever you want to it, so Bikur Cholim as well, he's your mitzvah, this is your project, and you're going to be mevaker cholim. A person has to be extra sensitive to the needs and to the feelings of the cholim, which practically what I want to be ma'orer is that sometimes a person has to realize when they're being mevaker cholim that you shouldn't stay too long. The Acholim, first of all, it's very hard to entertain when a person is sick. It's hard to entertain for a long time. And even though he appreciates visitors, he appreciates letters, he appreciates people thinking about him, but sometimes a person is mamash uncomfortable, the way they're dressed or the way they look. And even though they appreciate the visitors, but after a few minutes of comforting him and making him feel good and brightening up his day, then it's time to go. And unfortunately, many cholim have reported that many people don't know this, and they stay around and they schmooze and they talk, and you know, and sometimes it's very hard. The person's in pajamas and the person's just not presentable and uncomfortable about that. So to keep in mind that bikur cholim as well is something that's toiv labriyos, you're doing for the benefit of the cholim. So you do the brisker rav, probably for the old time, you know, medayikim in the Rambam, that he would be medayik mamish every lashon of Rambam. The brisker rav used to say over a very interesting diuk that he had in the Rambam. I saw it brought down in a sefer called Rinas Yitzchak on Navi, so he has on Sefer Malachim. He brings down a lot of things from the Brisker Rav, and one thing he says, the Brisker Rav used to quote the following Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Evel. Hilchas Evel talks about Nichum Avelim and about a lot of other mitzvahs, Bikur Cholim. So in Hilchas Evel, Perek Yud Dalet Halacha Vav, the Rambam talks about how a person should do Bikur Cholim. It's a good Rambam to see. There's a few halachas there in the Rambam. And the Rambam says, Hanichnas levakir es achoyle, a person who comes in to be mevakir achoyle, to visit a sick person, what should he do? Misatef v'yoyshev lamata mimarash oisav, u'mevakir sholav rachem, should put on a talus and sit next to the choyle and daven for him. In other words, you should go there trying to make the choyle feel better. You should sit there and daven. Of course, to cheer him up is part of it. But the Rambam says, the main thing you could do when you go to a choyle is to daven for a choyle. Then the Rambam says, "After Mavakish of Rachmim v'yoytze, and you should leave." So it's very interesting. It's the Rambam, Rishkarov is medayik this word v'yoytze. The Rambam, doesn't say when he talks about the mitzvah of tefillin, tell you how to put it on, and then afterwards take it off. When the mitzvah is finished, you take it off. When the Rambam tells you a person should sit and learn Torah, he doesn't say afterwards, and then when you finish, close the sefer. There's certain things that are obvious. When you finish, so you stop, and that's it, you get up and go. Here, the Rambam is telling you what you should do by Bikur Cholim, and then at the end he says, V'yoytze, you should leave. Of course, when you finish, you should leave. So the Brisker Rav was Medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam is saying that when a person is Mavakeh Cholim, leaving is part of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Sometimes, when it's time to go, it's time to go. That when a person has to be Mavakeh Cholim, it's true. But V'yoytze is part of the Mitzvah. The Rambam is telling you that when it reaches time to go, it's time to go. So Moira Dikadik in the Rambam, and Lamaisa, even without being Medayik, this from the word V'yoytze, if you look two halachas before that in the Rambam, same Hilchas Evel, Perek Yudalad, but Halacha Dalad, the Rambam really says this when he's talking about Bikur Cholim. He says, V'chol ha-moisef meshubach, whoever adds, it's meshubach, it's great, go be mevakeh cholim, stay as much as ha-moisef meshubach, whoever adds, it's good, it's better. Uvelvad shelo yatriach. The Rambam says, Uvelvad, you should be careful not to inconvenience the cholim, not to be matriachim. So, in addition to the diak of V'yoytze, that it's time to leave sometimes, but the Rambam says, Beveirish, Uvelvad shelo yatriach, you should make sure not to be matriach lechayla. So this is the message that lechayla by bikur cholim, to keep in mind when we say this every morning, that it's that bikur cholim is toiv labriyos, that we should have in mind that inside going in and inside going out and everything that we do in between should be actually for the benefit of the cholim. I once saw an incredible thing actually in the Tshuva Sarajba, the Rajba in Chelek Aleph and Simen Yud Ches. The Rajba discusses different mitzvahs that have a bracha and different mitzvahs that don't have a bracha. So many mitzvahs we make a bracha on mitzvahs for on Atilas Luluf and other things, but other mitzvahs we do without making a bracha, like giving tzedakah, you do give a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. So the Rashba discusses many rules that he answers the one who asked him the question, why you make a bracha and why you don't make a bracha. So he says many kalalim, many rules when you don't make a bracha on mitzvahs. And one of the things is that he says that when a person does a mitzvah that's totally b'yad acherim, it depends on other people. So you can't make a bracha on mitzvahs. Instead of, let's say a person makes a bracha, I'm asher kedushanu b'mitzvah, so it's yivanu to give tzedakah to an ani. And then he goes to the ani, gives tzedakah to the ani, says, no, I don't need it. So now you're stuck, you made a new, you're a hepsik, you know, you have the ani there, and you made your bracha, what are you supposed to do? So if it's tali and someone else accepting it, so you don't make a bracha. Says also a mitzvah that we're going to mention soon. Havas shalom b'notam l'chaveiroi. You have a mitzvah to bring shalom. Two people who are arguing, see what you could do to make it peaceful, to make them get along. But you can't make a bracha on it, because if you try it and it doesn't work, so you weren't making the mitzvah. So now, what do you do with the bracha? So any bracha that's tali b'yad acherim, you don't do. So an amazing thing. The Rashba, when he says this rule, so he says, and also bikur chaylim. Bikur chaylim is also an example of a mitzvah that someone else. It's tali b'yad acherim. Your kiyum mitzvah depends on other people. Why? The Dilma loy mekabel minei. Maybe the chayla will not accept your visit. If he's not happy from your visit and you didn't make him feel better, so he's oikir the mitzvah. He uproots from you the mitzvah. It's not mashman the rashba that he means that he won't let you in the door. Even if you're going in there, but it's not like it's not an automatic that when you do bikur chaylim, oh, I was mekayim my mitzvah bikur chaylim. If you've accomplished with your bikur chaylim, you made him feel better, you davened for him, you took away 1/60th of his sickness, you've done bikur chaylim. But if you're very insensitive to his needs and the chayla feels worse and feels more down afterwards than before you came in, so it's mamish according to the Rashba, it seems clear that the person is not mekayim the mitzvah. He says it by nichum aveilim as well. I've been to nichum aveilim, unfortunately, where people say the craziest things and you know definitely don't make the avil feel better. So there, it's pashut that the mitzvah is nichum aveilim to comfort the avil. If you haven't comforted him, so for sure you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But to me, bikur chaylim is such a big chiddush that he throws it into this list of mitzvahs that someone else, that it depends on someone else. That means bikur, your visit is not an automatic. If you with your visit, you've helped the chayla situation, you've improved the situation, you've been toiv labriyos, in addition to being toiv lashamayim, so then that's the mitzvah bikur chayla. If not, so a person is not mekayim the mitzvah bikur chayla. Okay, so that's these two mitzvahs, hachnasa sarachim uviku chaylim. Again, it's a davar pasha that these two things are considered taiv labriyos, taiv to the guest, and taiv to the chayla, but we're just being ma'ir that we should keep in mind to keep the focus on the oireach and on the chayla when we're being mekayim these mitzvahs. Okay, the next two that I mentioned are hachnasas kala and levoyas hameis. Now this is very interesting because in the Mishnah in Peah these two are not mentioned, and in the Gemara in Shabbos these two are not mentioned. And I was wondering where these two came from. Two very nice mitzvahs, hachnasas kala, providing for a kala to make sure that she's able to get married, levoyas hameis, attending a funeral, it's a kavod hameis, two very big mitzvahs, and it says here in this paragraph that this is from the mitzvahs that are toiv l'shamayim and toiv l'briyos, which we can understand. It's toiv for the kala, it's toiv for the meis, so it's toiv l'briyos, and therefore a person is oichel perasein b'olam hazeh in addition to the main schar and olam haba. But where does it come from? Why does the Masadar HaTfilah put these two in if it's not in the Mishnah and it's not in the Gemara? And I was going to leave this as a tzarachin, but recently I got a sefer called Tshuvas Maharam Shik. Tshuvas Maharam Shik was from the biggest talmidim of the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer praises the Maharam Shik in many places with superlatives. He holds mamish very, very much of the Maharam Shik. And the Maharam Shik has a Tshuvas Sefer. And in the second Simen, in Aruch Chaim Simen Beis, the Maharam Shik says as follows. You've asked me, like, what's the makar of our davening in the morning where we say Eidu Dvarim, and he goes through different things that we say. He says, Chachnasas Kalam Levoyas Hameis, I didn't find anywhere. Mamash our problem, that, like, what's going on, why is this thrown in? So he says, I had the problem for many years, and I think that the Pshat is based on the Gemara in Ksubas Tafyut Zayin Amar Aleph. That the Gemara says there, famous Gemara in Ksubas Tafyut Zayin Amar Aleph, Mevatlan Talmud Torah, there are two things that you Mevatlan Talmud Torah for. Loitzas Hameis, Ula Chachnasas Kalam. To attend the levaya, person is mevatel talmud Torah, and also for hachnasas kala, to provide for a kala, to help him mesameach the kala, to help him mechazek a simchas chasam the kala. So these are two things that a person is mevatel talmud Torah for. So says the Maharam Shik. If it says talmud Torah keneged kulam, talmud Torah is something that a person is oichel perasein b'olam hazeh, v'karen kayem eslam habo. So surely a kal v'chaymer, hachnasas kala and levoyas hameis, were mevatel talmud Torah for these two mitzvahs. So it shows the chashivas of these two mitzvahs. Chazal say a person closes the sefer and leaves the base medrash to be mekayim these two mitzvahs. So surely talmud Torah is keneged kulam, that the person is oichel perasein b'olam hazeh, surely these two have the same ma'il. It says it doesn't have to be mentioned in the Mishnah and Peah and the Gemara because it's a davar pasha. The Kavu Chaymer, if it says Talmud Torah, so surely these two. But the Masadar HaTfilah wanted to enumerate all of these mitzvahs that a person has that is oichel perasein b'olam hazeh. So therefore, we mention Achnasas Kalam Levoyas Hameis, even though it doesn't say it anywhere in the Mishnah and the Gemara. But based on that Gemara and Ksubas, this is the Chiddush of the Maharam Shik. But it's a beautiful pshat why we say these two over here, because the Talmud Torah is oichel perasein b'olam hazeh. So Kol Shekein Achnasas Kalam and Levoyas Hameis. Nice. One more thing to mention before we go on to the next one, Ian Tfila, is that if you notice, the last three that we said here so far were Biku Chaylim, Hachnotas Kala, and Levoyas Hameis. There's a famous story that appears in around the Maggid's table, but a story that Reb Chaim Kreisberg, that's how I used to tell over, that there was a Rav, I think a Rav in Europe, that he got very, very sick, and he went to all the doctors, and they didn't have a good prognosis for him. And Lamaisa, he was able to travel to Eretz Yisrael, and he went to the stipler, and he asked him what he should do. So the stipler said an amazing eitzah. He said that he should set up a keren, a fund, for Hachnasas Kala. He said, that's a big schooler. So the person said, what's that, Hachnasas Kala, like that's going to save him? So the disciple took out a sitter and said, you see, it says, Ubiku Chaylim, Hachnasas Kala, Ulevayas Hameis. You're holding now by Biku Chaylim. Says, you want to, what separates the situation from Biku Chaylim to Levoyas Hameis? What stands in between that is Hachnasas Kala. Said, Hachnasas Kala interrupts from the stage of Biku Chaylim to Levoyas Hameis. So he said, I don't know if this was his own chiddush, his own chattel, but or he had a Kabbalah for such a thing. For the Maisa, he said, Hachnasas Kala is a skula to keep the separation between Biku Chaylim and Levoyas Hameis. For Kach Havetz Yadua, that he set up a very successful fund for Hachnasas Kala, and he lived many, many more years. There's a Moyer de Gazach, first of all, a great insight of the style. stipler into something that you say every morning, you'd never have thought of that. In addition, it's a good Eitzah Tovah for someone who's very sick. You should keep this in mind. Chnasas Kal is a good mitzvah to get involved with. But for me, it's a great thing to remember the order of the tefillah in the morning. You say it when you're very tired. So you know, Chnasas Kal, Lavayis Hameis, those three, you'll never forget the order if you remember the story. Because as long as you know where to put in the Bikur Cholim right after Achnasas Achim, so you say Bikur Cholim, Achnasas Kal, Lavayis Hameis. Okay, in tefillah, we'll wait for next time.